This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
When I think of Broadway in the 21st century, I think of a show that captured the anxieties, loneliness, and fragile hopes of a digital generation. Dear Evan Hansen, which premiered in 2016, was not a story of kings or revolutions, but of an awkward teenager searching for connection. It fused contemporary pop music with intimate storytelling, creating a deeply emotional portrait of adolescence, mental health, and belonging. It won awards, moved audiences to tears, and sparked debates about representation and responsibility. This is the story of how Dear Evan Hansen became one of the defining musicals of the last decade. The origins of the show lie with songwriters Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, who were inspired by a real event from their high school days. After a classmate died, they noticed how some students exaggerated their closeness to the deceased, creating false narratives to gain sympathy. This sparked the idea of a story about a boy who tells a lie that grows beyond his control. With playwright Stephen Levinson, they developed a script that explored grief, social media, and the desperate human need to be seen. At the centre of the story is Evan Hansen, a socially anxious high school student who feels invisible. His therapist suggests he write letters to himself, beginning with "Dear Evan Hansen." When one of these letters is found on a troubled classmate, Connor Murphy, after his suicide, Connor's family mistakenly believes the letter was Connor's suicide note to Evan. Unable to correct them, Evan invents a friendship with Connor, suddenly finding himself embraced by Connor's grieving parents and admired by his classmates. The lie grows, amplified by social media, until it spirals out of control. The emotional core of the show lies in its songs. Waving Through a Window captures Evan's isolation, a modern anthem for those who feel unseen. You Will Be Found builds from a quiet confession into a soaring ballad, offering hope to anyone who has ever felt lost. Pasek and Paul's score blends pop sensibilities with Broadway drama, creating songs that resonate both inside the theatre and far beyond it. Fans listened on repeat, finding comfort and recognition in the lyrics. When Dear Evan Hansen opened at Washington DC's Arena Stage in 2015, it received critical praise. Its Broadway debut at the Music Box Theatre in December 2016 confirmed its status as a hit. Ben Platt's performance as Evan was hailed as a tour de force, raw and vulnerable. Audiences wept nightly, connecting deeply with the show's themes. The production won 6 Tony Awards in 2017, including Best Musical and Best Actor. In 2018, it received the Grammy Award for Best Musical Theatre Album. But beyond accolades, the show struck a nerve in society. It confronted issues of teen suicide, mental illness, and the pressures of social media in ways Broadway had rarely attempted. For many young fans, Dear Evan Hansen felt like a mirror, reflecting struggles they knew too well. For parents, it opened conversations about anxiety, depression, and communication. The show sparked partnerships with mental health organizations, bringing its message into schools and communities. At the same time, it provoked criticism. Some argued that Evan's lies were portrayed too sympathetically, while others debated whether the musical glamorized or trivialized mental illness. Scholars and critics questioned its ethics, asking if audiences were meant to forgive Evan too easily. These debates highlighted the complexity of the work. Dear Evan Hansen was not a simple story of redemption, but a messy portrait of flawed humanity. The show's cultural reach expanded through technology. Social media campaigns embraced the hashtag #YouWillBeFound, turning a show lyric into a digital anthem of hope. Fans recorded covers, shared stories of survival, and created online communities around the musical. The Broadway cast album became a streaming success, proving that the show's impact extended far beyond theatre walls. Touring productions brought Dear Evan Hansen to audiences across North America and London's West End. Each new Evan carried the same challenge, capturing vulnerability without losing authenticity. The West End production won the Olivier Award for Best Musical in 2020, affirming its international resonance. In 2021, a film adaptation was released, with Ben Platt reprising his role. The film received mixed reviews, with critics questioning its cinematic execution and the decision to cast an older Platt as a teenager. Yet even with its flaws, the adaptation introduced the story to new audiences, reminding the world of the themes at its core: loneliness, lies, and the search for connection. Financially, the musical was a success, recouping its investment quickly and grossing hundreds of millions in ticket sales. Merchandising, cast recordings, and the film adaptation added to its economic impact. But more importantly, Dear Evan Hansen left a legacy of conversation. It showed Broadway could tackle sensitive contemporary issues with honesty, even if imperfectly. What makes Dear Evan Hansen enduring is not its plot twist, but its emotional resonance. It gives voice to the voiceless, offering recognition to those who feel unseen. It shows how technology can amplify lies, but also how it can spread hope. It asks audiences to consider the cost of silence and the weight of being found. Looking back, Dear Evan Hansen stands as a landmark of modern Broadway. It reminded the theatre world that stories of ordinary teenagers could matter as much as stories of kings and revolutionaries. It proved that pop-infused scores could dominate both Broadway and the charts. And it forced conversations about mental health into the spotlight, where they continue today. When I think of Dear Evan Hansen, I think of more than a musical. I think of audiences crying together in the dark, of teenagers finding themselves in a song, of parents holding children a little tighter after the show. I think of a story that dared to expose pain and, in doing so, offered hope. Dear Evan Hansen was not just a hit. It was a lifeline, reminding us all that even in our loneliest moments, we can be found.